At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the EOS Fitness Studios, KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's try this again. I realized if we don't do the 177-second survey right now, we're going to get way off schedule.
Yes.
We're just going to be all jammed up, and nobody wants that on a Friday.
No.
Nobody wants to be all jammed up on a Friday. So, Adrian, we'll try again with who?
We're doing it with Betsy Branton from The Chills.
Yeah, we are. Hi, Betsy.
Hello.
Hi, you ready for your 177-second survey?
Yes, but I've never had a chance to listen to the segment.
It's okay. It's easy. It's just, it's three questions, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes, and we give you a prize.
Coolio.
And there's no wrong answers. Yeah, there's no wrong answers. It's just you. It's just you. It's just you and your brilliant opinions.
Exactly.
That's really all it is. Gen Z, how old are you? Do you mind me asking?
20.
You can tell me it's none of my business. How old?
27.
Oh, perfect. Because Gen Z workers admit to taking a job that they knew it was just a situationship. Is this, what do you do for a living?
I am an engineer tech with Nevada Department of Transportation.
Look at you, rock star.
Sister.
So you may very well be in a spot where this could be a career.
A little bit, yeah. It wasn't what I was planning, but I like it.
How long have you, that's usually how it happens. How long have you been there?
2 years.
See? 58% knew they were taking a job that was a situationship. Low commitment, never meant to be long-term. 47% planned to leave their job within a year. The average Gen Z commitment to any one job is less than 2 years. You are killing it.
Yes.
She says.
Yeah. She's like, I know.
I'm glad that you think so.
Okay, well.
I'm not sure if I do.
Well, hopefully it'll be better. It's Friday. Just be happy about Friday. Most drivers will spend up to 15 minutes searching for a parking space. I believe there's two kinds of people in the world. Number one, there's the people who will drive around forever looking for the best possible parking space they can get. And the other ones are just like, what do I care? And you'll actually park a little bit further so you can get a couple extra steps in. Which kind of person are you?
Further.
I
can't park at all, so I park as far away as possible.
Amen. Are we driving the same car,
girl? Stay away from cars.
Are we going to the same place? Because same. I park as far away from other cars. My grandma actually, when we would go to the Meadows Mall, would park as far as she could, and then she called it our cardio, because we would walk around the mall,
sure.
But we'd walk far in the parking lot to the mall, so I still do that too.
I always think it's funny when people are cruising the parking lot at LVAC, looking for the close.
And
literally, you're going to go in and be on the Stairmaster for 45 minutes, yet you can't take an extra 10 steps in the parking lot?
Yeah.
What's your deal?
Well, it's not gym time yet.
Adrian, are you a close parker or a far parker?
I feel like I'm a closer parker.
I'm a far parker. I don't care. In fact, I do it on purpose. I'll park, if it's a place where it's like a parking garage, of which we got a lot of those here, I'll go to the top floor. You know why? Because nobody else is up there either.
Mm-hmm.
Same way that kind of like what Michaela was saying. Especially if I have my truck, I don't want to park near you. It sucks.
There is funny viral videos of people who park really far out and then people intentionally still parking next to him to make the other
person. So annoying!
Like, are you kidding me? I love me?
It. You know what? We're going to end it right there. Betsy, you're fantastic. You're honestly, and I get the idea that you're better than you even think you are, because we think you're amazing.
Thank you. I think you guys are amazing.
Thanks, Betsy.
Well, good,
girl.
And we're glad you got to hear the 177-second survey and get to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. Have fun at Louis Tomlinson. Have an amazing Friday and have a good weekend. All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, girl.
All right. See you later. She's like, I got to go to work. Please let me go. Can I please go now? Yes. The new Harry Styles, Aperture, and BTS tickets after Olivia Dean.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab for Friday morning brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsors of the 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. And they had so much fun with that, and they loved that so much. They were like, what else can we do? I'm like, well, we got relationship rehab. And they're like, we're in. It's awesome. It's awesome. The more I hear about that story, the more it just makes me smile and laugh in a good way. This is great. 702-364-9898. BTS tickets for caller number 25. Just going to need you to weigh in on this one. It's probably a little bit of an adult conversation. Do not have your kids call in. Greg and Gina have been together for, I don't know, a couple of months. Yeah, it says about 2 months. Greg goes over to Gina's, but they've never been in her bed. Yeah, they've never been in her bed at all. At all? Yeah, not at all. Gina at first thought it was a comfort thing. But again, after 2 months, everybody says, well, you just gotta talk to him. You just gotta ask why. Well, she did. She said, why? Greg says it makes him uncomfortable to be in a bed that somebody may have been there before him. Up until now, he says, now that this has all come to light, he's willing to buy her a brand new mattress, whatever she wants, whatever she wants. And then they can have sleepover. Up until now, he has not exhibited so before. And we know that all of a sudden, here come the torches. Here come the pitchforks. Here come the signs. Here come the, you know, the weapons. He's controlling. It's a red flag. Uh-huh. Run. Uh-huh. He's shown no other indication of being controlling. Because Gina's like, I know what you're going to say. Up until now, there's been nothing that has looked like that at all. He's pretty mellow, actually. And this kind of caught her off guard a little bit. And she's like, well, should I just let him buy the mattress? Or is this a look into a controlling future? As in you open the door and they walk right through both feet. Where do you start with this? Oh, no. Save it. Save it.
I was going to say, I'm surprised by my own answer.
Are you?
I'm surprised.
Are you? Well, she's definitive. She's definitive. I'll tell you the look. I wish you all could have seen the look on her face. Because she almost exploded. And that's why I just threw up the stop sign. Because I was like, oh, no, it's coming. Mm-hmm. She's got an answer. And she's going to tell it.
Yep.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Listen. Yeah, sometimes our own brains can run away with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes our own thoughts can run away with us. And don't act like you've never. 702-364-9898. BTS tickets right now.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian's giving us thumbs up, but were we in peril? Were we in danger for a while? Were things not going
to
happen?
You know, BTS. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good to go. Just craziness
okay, good.
With the BTS stuff.
I would imagine. I would only imagine. But Adrian was like giving us thumbs up. I'm like, cool. Because I figured we're good. We're good. And I was like, and then I realized, ooh, there could be trouble in there, in that room. But you're all right?
Yeah, we're cleared space. We got a caller 25 for you. Whenever you're ready, just let me
sure.
know. I'll click the now. Button.
Yeah, great.
Now?
Sure, whatever.
Returning.
Hey,
who is, got it.
No, please, you.
No, you go. Tiffany, you do the last name.
Yeah.
Go for it. Teamwork.
Buena Fe, right? Is it Buena Fe?
Hey, Dumb and Dumber over here, girl. Yeah. So sorry about that. Just
easy. Like
the two of them.
You slow down, Leigh. Here, you announce it then.
No, Tiffany, I'm enjoying this.
You say the name. Yeah.
You say it then, smarty.
No, I don't know either. I just say
Dumb and Dumber. Ouch. You know, Tiffany, the only time that it's offensive is when you know that they're right. So that one stings. Tiffany,
silly.
Me too. Okay, Tiffany, what's your last name?
Buena Fe.
Yeah, see.
Okay.
I remember
All
you.
Right.
I know you.
God, I would
All right,
have never
Greg,
said that.
Greg and Gina been together for about 2 months. Greg will come over, but they've never gone to the bedroom. Or at least to the bed. I don't know if they've been in the room, but they've never been in the bed. Gina thought it was a comfort thing and finally said, hey, is there an issue? Like, you know, is there something we can do about this? And Greg does not like traveling the path that has already been traveled. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So he's not... In no other way, we all know that the first thing that people are going to say is like, oh, he's controlling. No, here's the thing, and maybe because I get where he feels on this, because your stupid brain will run away with you. To me, it's paranoid and insecure. But is this a look into her future, and is he controlling? And he has offered to buy a new mattress. How would you handle this were you to be in the same situation, Tiffany?
If he's a germaphobe, then I understand why he wants a new mattress. But then again, there's like mattress toppers and whatnot that protects the mattress. So if you need to get it washed, it's not going to get dirty anyway.
There's a third. Yeah, there's a third. Yeah, that he's a germaphobe. I don't think he's a germaphobe. It's not because that's not the reason he gave. You know what I'm saying? He gave the reason of where I'm looking for it. It makes him uncomfortable to sleep in a bed where she has been with other guys. So the okay, it could be that, but I don't think it is. Michaela, do you believe that it's the germaphobe?
Absolutely not. When you first told the story, I was like... Big whoop. Who cares? And I feel like that's how you'd be like, we don't care. Then I remembered this story. This was like maybe 10, 15 years ago. I had been dating this guy for a long time. We had moved in together. And when we broke up and moved out, at some point he had posted on Instagram. And of course I went on I don't even think it was Finsta yet. I think it was Facebook. And I went to look. And him and the new girl were sitting in the bed. They weren't doing anything, but they were sitting in the bed. But I knew that the sheets were still from me, oh the bed, God. The mattress, everything. And I was so pleased to see that they still had to think of me every time they sat in that bed. So if I was the other girl, I would have been roost. I would be like, no. So the fact that I get so much satisfaction, even now, look at my face. I'm so happy. And it was 15 years ago. I'm like, so I feel like you have to get a new mattress.
You were what? You're still what? Did you catch that, Tiffany? She's still.
Yes, I did.
Psycho. Listen, I'm such a psycho. And I, as a woman or him, I know where he's coming from. I wouldn't want somebody to be able to look at that bed and be like, that's where I slept. Well, yeah.
Ownership. Do you see me blushing over here? Do you see me bright red?
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I've had 73 cups of coffee this morning, because I have. But listen, my wife lived a whole life before she met me.
Yeah.
I would like to prefer the idea that she's never been with anyone before. Fair. I ever met her.
Yes.
And I know it's not true. I know it's okay. Not true.
Go with it.
I get Greg's thing. Greg, get out of your head, bro. Get out. It's never. Here's what I will say. Tiffany, do you think, I don't know if I asked you this yet. Do you think it's controlling?
No, not at all.
Michaela, do you think it's controlling?
No, not at all.
Adrian, do you think it's controlling? You
no,
wouldn't.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's not your thing. I smell what he's cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get where he's coming from, but Tiffany, in the same situation, do you accept the new mattress?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I got a new mattress. Maybe my mattress might be a little older. So in the end, you get a new mattress. That sounds like a win.
If my mattress got a few miles on it, not that way, perverts, but if it's got, you know what I mean? But if it's got some time, you know, if it's got a little time in on it, maybe you could use a new one. You know, maybe you had your eye on one. Maybe when you bought this one, you went a little cheap on it, and maybe you want the other model. Now would be a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Feels like we've solved it. All right.
I feel good about this. Like we solved it. Yeah. I still think my reasonings are a little bit different than your
No, of course they are. It doesn't matter how we get there.
But we really got there, didn't we?
There's no pictures on the scorecard. No, it just not. Matters. Just matters with you absolutely. Where we showed up at. Are you accepting the new mattress, Michaela? Did I ask you?
No, but I am. Mm-hmm. And
why not?
It. Yeah, dude. Great. Please. Yes.
So this is what we're telling Gina, take the mattress.
Yes.
And move on.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Good. Whoa. Same thing. You know what? And Tiffany, same with you. Take your BTS tickets. And let's move on, shall we?
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, then. Have a great weekend. Hang on 1 second.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, have you ever sold anything on Facebook Marketplace?
Okay, this is so funny. No, but I'm looking into selling these a couple gowns on Depop, which is similar. I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to try it.
No, straight up Facebook Marketplace. I'm not talking about anything else, any other related Facebook. Have you ever bought anything on Facebook Marketplace?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
How did that go? Did it go well?
Really good. I mean, I send Lisa, but it always comes back the way it's supposed to. So
Facebook Marketplace now. To be fair about this, I tried to sell a dump truck. Don't ask. I tried to sell a dump truck on Facebook Marketplace, and it was like the Wild West. Honest to God, it was
really?
Crazy. Yeah, the people that were like that wanted, they were very specific about what they wanted, and I was like, no. As a matter of fact, no, this is not how this is going to work. You know, they were like, no, we want to come and I want to look at this and I'm not paying more than blah, blah, blah. Well, then you're not coming to my property to look at this dump truck.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not selling. Yeah, I'm not selling it to you for $500. Get out of here.
I might sell it. My head. I'm so sorry, Chet. I'm just thinking of dump truck. And then I thought of like your booty and you were like, I'm not selling this dump truck. And it just made me laugh in my mind.
You know, I've also sold that on Facebook before.
But I
thought we weren't talking about that. It was during the pandemic. I needed the money.
It's all good.
I was willing to go without a mask.
You look good. Okay.
Right now you're drop. Sorry to everybody in the drop off line. I'm sorry, everybody in the drop off line.
Brain.
Mommy, what does he mean selling his dump truck?
What's backpack?
What's Michaela talking about?
I'm sorry. The visual was killing me.
So let me tell you a story. Let me tell you the actual story. Why are you posing?
I'm just thinking.
You know what? That's the honest to God, that story's way better than the one I was just going to tell you. So so we'll save this for another time.
I'm sorry.
And I'll just let you know that the new Harry Harry Styles song is called Aperture, and we'll play it for you in 15 minutes. An Odyssey world premiere.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
And good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
By the way, what is that? Can we denormalize the idea of people using every single song from, you know, the last 10 or 15 years to sell pharmaceuticals? Who is that they've got a Zoyo or whatever it is with the good feel? And I'm like, you're ruining it. Stop it. The Ozempic thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Ozempic. That was nice. But that doesn't mean just because it worked for them that everybody has to do it now. Stop it.
Listen, I hear
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. I appreciate them.
I'll tell you what, though. You could find a little fame. This girl did like a terrible, not terrible at all, but a very like quick version for Dr. Pepper. She was like, Dr. Pepper, I love you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible. No. It's deliciously terrible.
Yes. And then they picked it up. She made like $1 million off that thing.
It's wonderfully terrible. Yeah. And No, you. Yes. I know what you're saying.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah. It was so bad it was good.
Yes.
And God bless her. Are you grabbing the audio? Will you endeavor just for a second, Adrian, while we give me a thumbs up if you're able to grab it. A woman in Canada just saved her best friend's life by giving her kidney.
The best.
They met in seventh grade in 1980 and were best friends all the way from high school. Do you have a high school best friend, Michaela? You're only 36.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have a high school best friend?
Yeah, Tina Ruggiero. Her family owns New York Pizza and Pasta.
I know Tina Ruggiero.
We've had, from
socials.
Yeah.
I think we're socials buddies. It's probably because of you.
Yeah. That's my girl.
Adrian, do you have a high school? Oh, is he trying to get this on? Oh, can you hear me or no?
I'm trying to do my job, but I can't. I got a couple. Nice little trio.
Yeah. Yeah, my best friend from high school, he and I were best friend now. And I'd say, honestly, you know what's funny is I'm actually, social media brings everybody back together.
We've got a pretty
solid crew. There's probably, a buddy of mine just retired from the fire department. You know, grabbed that early retirement. And I'll bet 50 of us showed up. From our class.
That.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
There were a bunch of us that showed up. So this woman, she and her buddy, they met in seventh grade. They were best friends throughout high school. Laura Fowler got tested a while back, found out that she was the perfect match for her friend Cheryl, who's been sick for 5 years. Cheryl said, no, let me get the kidney somewhere else. I'm not doing it. You're my best friend. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Laura kept pressing, and finally Cheryl was like, all right, I'll take your kidney.
I love it.
The surgery happened last Thursday. They're both doing great.
Let's go.
Yeah. It says she, but I'm not sure who she is. One of them said, we've seen a lot of friends pass over the last few years, and I wasn't ready to let her go. Oh, well, that means that was her friend that said that. But yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
And then there's this. And I love this. So this guy named Austin invites his girlfriend Jana to what she believed their artsy types. So they were going to a local artist showcase in a small theater, a couple hundred people, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the lights go dark, a screen comes down, and it's a film documenting. Huh? Document. What is documenting?
Yeah, yeah, documenting. What's the word? It's a new thing.
Is it Friday yet? Oh, thank God. So, as I was saying, it was a short film documenting their decade-long relationship. Austin spent a year putting this together with a bunch of his film and production buddies. They and with said film, there was a choreographed dance for performed by his former UCLA theater dance troupe. You know,
nice.
So it's a full multimedia experience.
Yeah,
their dogs. Toffee with a P-H and an E-E, Toffee, T-O-P-H-E-E, and Tala were also featured in this production. Their dogs, their little dogs. Can you imagine Rocco and what are their names? Bonnie and Clyde?
Benny and Clyde.
Benny and Clyde. Yeah. Remember, they were all...
just actors.
Then Austin, who had mysteriously disappeared while all of this was going on, walks down the aisle of the theater playing the ukulele and singing some Ingrid Michaelson song.
Yeah.
The Way I Am. Are you
familiar?
Oh,
I love that song.
It's a nice song. Before proposing to Jana on the stage, Jana truly had no choice but to say yes.
Yeah, kind of at that point. What are you going to do? Your dogs are looking at you. If nothing else, don't disappoint your dogs.
But she did. And then found out she did say yes.
Oh, I thought, look on your face.
No, no, no. She did say yes.
Good.
She had no choice. Oh, my God.
Good.
Say yes later.
Yeah.
Tell them a couple hours from now when you're by yourself.
Uh-huh.
Jana said yes and then found out that their families and their friends had been hiding in the office.
Oh,
in the
audience.
They snuck them in once the lights went down. And it was great.
Isn't that sweet?
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then just in case you missed it.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Good and nice.
And that literally... that literally went the raw audio. See, they niced that up.
Yeah,
well, Dr. Pepper used it. They were like,
"That's what I'm saying." Dr. Pepper,
yeah.
Dr. Pepper niced that up. She was just on a just she posted going, "Dr. Pepper, baby," you know, just her singing it.
Totally,
it's good. It's good and nice. And they went, "We'll use it." So you never ever know.
I love that.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Harry Styles, the new song, 5 minutes long. Strap yourself in, America, and the world. It's right after Ray with an E on the end. Where's my husband?
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I was just telling Michaela, I'm getting you into Friday. I'll be like the greatest Uber driver you ever had. We're going to get there quick. We're going to get there smooth.
Yes.
We're going to get there. It's going to be comfortable.
Yes.
You play all your music. Do you have Red Vines?
Yes.
Do you have Red Vines still?
I want you to know that not only do I have Red Vines, word has gotten around that I have Red Vines in this studio.
And no.
Some of the girlies have been coming in. They have full permission. I want them to enjoy themselves. So when I came in, the lid was a little messed up. So I knew these little gal pals of mine were in here eating these little Red Vines.
Yeah. I don't need anybody fingering my candy. I just don't.
Period.
I don't need your grubby mitts.
Okay.
I don't need your grubby mitts in my candy.
Hands off, babe.
I don't.
Yeah. Listen, I wish I was a germaphobe. I'm like, I'll just drink off your straw. Who cares?
No. I'm on it. Yeah, truly. I'm kidding. I'm the same way. I don't care. God made dirt and dirt don't hurt.
Yes. It's fine. It's fine. Go back to a classic.
Who is helping themselves, do you believe?
Okay, so Joan and Jenny, here's what's so cute. They texted me. They said, we saw there were some red vines. Do you mind? And I was like, first of all, the fact that you even asked. Yes.
Oh, I'll get them their own.
Yeah.
I will.
No, listen, I like that they're eating it. Because if I eat this, I think I gained like 2 pounds since my birthday just off red vines alone. I love them.
It's fine. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Thank you.
It's part of my master plan.
Oh, yeah, just fat me up.
I'm not sure what the end of the master plan is.
Not sure why. I'm
fattening you up for something. I don't know what it is. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'll get them a tub that they can have in their office, and I'll sign it from all of us.
Cute.
See?
Yeah, they'll love it.
In the meantime, we would love to give you Louis Tomlinson tickets from all of us for the How Did We Get Here World Tour at Resorts World, June 13th, courtesy of AEG. It's a 177-second survey. I like this one. We're ending the week strong. This is a good 177-second survey. I very much like it. I'm very excited to get somebody on and to talk about these subjects. 3 questions, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. Then remember... the new Harry Styles song, Aperture. It's 5 minutes long. Settle in for the long haul, everybody. Get ready. It's like the old days when they brought out Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, dude.
And the industry said, that'll never work. And then, here we are, years later, they made a movie. My guess is, that was literally my thought, was that somebody 6 months, a year ago, saw Bohemian Rhapsody, saw that scene and said, hello, Harry. We should do that. We should make a 5 minute song.
But the vibes were so right before we even heard the song. I was like, I feel like him and Benson Boone have this weird competitive thing for like a Freddie Mercury vibe. And then we heard it. And I was like, that's satisfied. It's
very interesting.
I don't want to circle back on that, but I was right. And that never really happened. So I just wanted to.
You don't know that. You don't know. They might be. I see it. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
I see it in theory. I don't see it in practice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Harry sounds like Benson, but I think Harry looks like Benson.
I think they look at each other
and they're fighting over who wore the pearls better.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're fighting over who wore the jumpsuit better.
The hot pants, babe.
Harry's trying to learn how to do a flip off of a piano right now.
Valid.
And while all that's happening, we're working our way towards a 177-second survey. The new Harry Styles and BTS, both coming up in about 15 minutes, so stay close.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
177-second survey. Adrian, who's on the phone, please, sir?
That'll be Peter Reschke from the East Side.
Morning, Mr. Reschke. How's everything? Yo, Pete.
Hello, Peter.
Reschke.
Peter. Yo, Pete. Hey, Reschke. Fire up, bro.
Where's our guy?
No? On to the next. Do you need time?
We need some time.
Okay. Well, 702-364-9890. Yours in. You're in. Wait, that sounded funny. I didn't mean that to sound, but he is.
Yeah.
Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter is out. Peter is
Sorry,
out.
Reschke.
You are in. Caller number 25, 702-364-9898. Louis Tomlinson, the World Tour at Resorts World, the How Did We Get Here Tour. His album came out today. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then all of a sudden, Michaela thinks it's no big deal. I say there's drama.
I know. Yeah. You're like, they're coming for each other. I think they're going back on tour together.
No, Louis got no shot. Is it okay? Is not Harry Styles the alpha of 1D? He's the alpha. He's the big cheese. He's the big hitter.
For sure. But I really think that after the death of one of the members, it changed everything.
Liam.
Everyone's ready to make up. Yeah. I think it would be nice to each other.
Based on what? Based on what?
Based on emotion and my feelings, okay? No, based on,
that's right.
Pure
based
vibes.
On having a heart, being a dreamer, on, an artist, on vibes, a dreamer.
And the one thing, and if
based
you don't know.
Based off Mercury not being in retrograde, based off the fire horse, February 17th. I don't know. I just feel it, okay?
That was actually all very compelling.
Thank you. Wow.
Allow me to go. You know what? Let me go review this. I'll be back with my ruling after this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, welcome to Friday morning, exactly 9 o'clock on the 23rd day of January 2026. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Not so bad right now. Not so bad right here in Las Vegas. Of course, they got that big storm hitting the Midwest, the South. What'd they say? 40 states are affected by this thing?
Insanity.
Michaela, how are your people back in Ohio?
I checked there about 20 minutes ago. It is 9 degrees right now. It's 9 degrees right
now. 9 above?
Yeah, just 9.
9 above.
Without
I know in Minneapolis
and all that stuff. So I'm assuming
Minneapolis
negatives.
9 below.
Sheesh.
I'm hearing Chicago also, I believe, has gone below 0. Nutty. Here's how cold it is. And I'll just read this because I don't know much about it. Extreme cold weather across Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, and other states in the Midwest, causing trees to split apart and make a loud boom. And it's freaking people out. They're telling them, don't be freaked out by this because it's going to happen. Doesn't happen very often. It's called frost cracking. Are you familiar with this, Adrian? I've never heard of this before.
Never experienced it, but I've heard of it.
Frost cracking, or the smart ones call it cryoseismic booming.
What?
When the sap and the moisture inside the trees freezes really fast, because it goes from not freezing to super freezing really fast. The water expands when it freezes, creating pressure that overwhelms the tree and basically just blows up the tree.
That's insane. That's just
It happens especially late night into early morning when temperatures fall quickly.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, growing up obviously in Vegas, like I just don't, that's like such a foreign world.
Yeah, same. And growing up in the Northwest, where it doesn't get that cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh God. Sorry.
But and people think it's gunshots.
Well, yeah, because the boom is like it sounds like a grenade, whatever. Yeah, gunshot. Yeah. Like you just said.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So yeah, something else to worry about for these people. Younger trees are more likely to do it because they have thin bark. The main danger comes from falling branches afterward.
So this weekend, when it's going to be mid-50s, nobody complain, all right?
Don't say a word.
Oh,
Not one word.
We might get a sprinkle. It's cloudy. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, dude. We got nothing. Adrian, listen to you. Listen to Uncle Adrian. We got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know what? Just keep your focus right on this.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.